Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To 7 past the hour on the DJV program. Here we are, persistent. Would you say that was a good word for us, ladies? We're persistent. I didn't hear.
I said sure. I like it.
I know you did. I didn't hear anything from anybody else. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. All right. So Dr. Fauci is talking about what happens if. Do you see this, ladies?
No. Mm-mm. What happens if...
What happens if...
You disappear?
Yeah, if no. You disappear on us? What? Yeah, exactly.
No, what happens... The worst case scenario for this year, if the variant eludes the vaccine protection that we have created, or what we haven't, but somebody has, we think that the vaccine is good for most of... What ails us when it comes down to the COVID situation, but it isn't really proving to be that good when it comes to Omicron, it would seem. So what happens if you go out another 6 months? I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is because every day he's got another doomsday scenario.
Well, that's why I just kind of pass on it, because it's always what could happen. Well, yeah, I do. I don't listen to him anymore. I don't trust him. I don't trust what he's saying, and I don't trust what the CDC is saying, and I'm not in a lone boat, actually. It seems like they've done so much saying and correcting and flip-flopping. The CDC director particularly, I think, has lost people's faith a lot, Rochelle Walensky. So
Walensky.
I don't know. Yes. I don't need the doomsday. I don't need the worst-case scenario. I need realistic
facts. But how do you motivate people? They'd ask you, Jennifer, how do you motivate people to do this?
You tell them the truth.
You don't scare them.
You scare the heck out of them, because when you scare the heck out of them to get them to do something, then you have where we are today, which is, and I know I will hear the arguments back, that the vaccine is making Omicron easier on people, but I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true at all. I think that this vaccine is not helpful against the variant that is here right now. That's why people are still getting it when they're vaccinated. That's why people are still spreading it
when
they're vaccinated.
Well, that's the point that I started with. Yeah. Right.
And so, I don't know. Too many doctors have said they've had patients who would have died if they didn't have the vaccine and to at least get that baseline.
Of Omicron, though, that's the question, Victoria. I get.
Well, of complications from, you know, of complications from COVID. And so whether it's Omicron or Delta, COVID can, you know, if you've got the comorbidities or if you've got underlying issues, it doesn't matter what variant, you're going to be sick.
Well,
so
but that's the case anyway.
Sick, I think. That's the thing, is that we're operating under the assumption that people never used to get sick. People got sick all the time. People got colds. People got the flu. We were never at zero from people being sick. People are. They're dirty. They're spreading germs. They're always going to be sick. So how do we best equip ourselves to fight that? And I really feel like it's been short-sighted. And you guys know I'm not a denier of COVID, and I'm not a denier of vaccines in general. I just think that the focus should be on what we do to treat people who are sick. Because clearly the vaccine is going to have to be changed if people are going to pursue that every single year. It's going to have to be changed like the flu shot.
Well, like the flu shot.
Yeah. And it's not going to be perfect. So people are going to get sick whether they're vaccinated or not. And so what do we do to fix that? Do we have something that can be used? Or are people hiding that from us?
Yeah, we do.
Making them enough
money? It's called getting enough rest. It's called having enough liquids in your body. It's called having an immune system that works. It's eating the right things. It's education. It's not stopping at every McDonald's up and down the street.
Right. But there are also plenty of doctors with blood on their hands who, because of political pressure, would not prescribe things that are actually working for people. And here's the thing, and I'm talking about the combination of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and some of the antivirals, the remdesivir, the Regeneron. All of these things are not being prescribed for some reason or other. And I don't
remdesivir is only in the hospital, so I don't know anyone who hasn't been able to get that unless your insurance doesn't cover it, which is a separate issue.
All sorts of horses.
But why doesn't it cover it? Is that political?
Well, insurance is insurance.
Part of it is like the federal government has purchased everything. So they've purchased up all these tests. Now they're sending them out. They purchased all the monoclonal antibodies. So then they dole them out state by state. So you have states that are getting some and states that are not getting some or not getting the need that they not getting their needs met. So having the federal government also doling things out as they see appropriate, I think, is also problematic. These should be issues that states are negotiating on their own instead of having to rely on the government to fulfill it. So, I don't know. I just think there have been so many failures that are common sense that could actually make people build some trust again in our leaders. But I don't know if there's an issue.
So let's take problem number two this week, and that's the Russians and all their troops near the border with Ukraine and Putin. What did I start calling him? It's not Pukin Putin, but I came up with another nickname for him the other day. I can't remember. Well, not that important. At any rate, the Q&A that came as a result of the Biden press conference, and then the threats and the fear and more people saying, oh, this is a very serious situation. Okay, I guess it is a pretty serious situation, but under the circumstances, the Ukrainians don't seem to be too worried about it for whatever the reason. And
the fact that we're paying, because
I read a couple of things yesterday.
President Zelensky is not happy about having Russia trying to bust.
No, I'm not suggesting. But wasn't there something the other day that we talked about regarding the general population and people all getting worked up about Putin threatening war with Ukraine? What's the real honest approach to this?
The power play is this, that Ukraine does not want to be invaded, number one. That's just a fact. Number two, you've got Germany and France who are standing really strong right now in the face of Putin, even giving up some of the access to their pipeline, right? They're now threatening the sanctions that they were asking Joe Biden to drop, which he did on the Nord Stream 2 pipelines. Now they're saying they'll pick those back up again. Anybody who has anything to do with the maintenance of the pipeline would be sanctioned so that it would be doomed kind of to failure. But I think Putin knows that he can make them all blink. And this is not a play that he's doing by himself. The reason that he feels ready to do it now is because he has the strength of China behind him. He knows that Biden is not going to do anything about it. In fact, Biden said it. So, I mean, he gave a moment of truth when he said, well, we're not going to do anything if they do invade.
That's not what he said, though, Jen. And I know that that's become like, a popular talking point, but that's not actually what he said.
What did he say?
He didn't say that.
What did he say?
What did you hear him say then?
What I read was the transcript of his exact quote, which I actually have, in front of me. And he said that this was going back and forth on, is it a minor, whatever they called it, a minor infraction, or was this going to be a full-on thing? I think he made it clear that no matter what, we're supporting NATO, and everyone is in this together, and there will be one reaction. It's not the United States is going to do one thing, and NATO is going to do another. This is a coalition. So he's not making, and I think he made it clear that he will not be the only one weighing in on what the ramifications should be. So to just, I know it's convenient to sort of just say, that he just rolled over and said, we're not going to do anything. Peace, love, and happiness.
He did, and if Trump had said what he said yesterday, they would have been impeaching him for a third time because he basically said, it's true. I mean, they impeached him for less. They basically said it's a minor infraction. And if you want to go into a conflict, like a mini war is okay.
I don't move on from Trump. I don't move on from Trump. All right.
Give me a break.
Of the things that in this circumstance.
You shouldn't be telescoping it is the point.
Look at the Russians and what they're trying to do in Eastern Europe. And then what the Chinese apparently want to do or are planning to do in Taiwan. And then you see what, these two countries are very aggressive and they are basically, kind of doing, what's that flip that you do? You put your chin up and your fingers underneath your chin,
And the reason Russia, just to finish my point, the reason is that it's, that they're so emboldened right now is that they know they don't have a strong leader right now in the United States. They know that NATO is going to blink. They know that Germany and France are saying tough things right now, but he wants to look like he's tougher than they are.
Then let him do all that.
And let him
do all of that and see how much we don't blink. That's BS.
We're not going to blink because China's behind him. And this is really what's troubling, is that China and Russia are so ingrained, and this is why he feels so empowered right now. And, you know, if you look quietly at what China and Russia are doing around the globe, in South Africa, in the Middle East, all of these places where the two of them are using each other, it's a huge concern. I don't care about who's sitting in the White House. This is not a political statement. I care about the future of the country, and it's a problem that these two have become so unified, and they are.
But they
can't afford to do this stuff. The Chinese, where do you think they're getting their money from?
The axis of evil has been around for a long time now. And they continue to do whatever it is. And just one wonders what sort of mindset. See, this is what I don't understand. What is there about the human mind that puts people into the position that Putin and Xi are in, and whoever else is power crazed? What is, at the end of the day, is there anything that comes out of it other than satisfying your ego? Russia is going to be Russia, and they'll continue on. They're not going to do anything stupid. The risk of war here, it seems to me, is very low. But he's great at making a lot of noise. And he's great at pushing people into a corner. He's a little guy with a little weenie and small shoes, and he likes to gets his jock, his rocks off by, you know, being a tough guy. And because he was a KGB leader, he knows how to intimidate people. He knows how to dispatch his enemies. And so he, through thought and some action, gets people scared. Isn't that what all, that's probably what Napoleon was like? You go back to Hitler, any of the people who are despotic, that's their technique. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. And people fall for it instead of standing up to them. And I think that's the thing.
I don't think Biden by any means is intimidated by puking Putin. I don't think that at all.
I don't see him, and I know we disagree, and maybe it's political. I think Obama was a strong leader. He looked very in control of his faculties. I didn't agree with them, but he was strong. Biden.
But what are you
going to
do about it? I get that that you think he's not, but what do you do about it at this point? We're going to have an overthrow of the government.
After watching yesterday, it's a little bit frightening.
I asked the question: what are you going to do about it? There's not much you can do about
there's
it because he's there for 4 years. You just have to grin and bear it. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful, always Marine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour, trying to find out what's going on in the world of social media. And to that end, I bring in Jay Kirshner, along with Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, to go through some of the things that have been floating around. Here's another problem for Alec Baldwin. I've not even heard of this before it showed up as trending. Was this something that was around? I just missed this story of him accusing a... somebody of one of the January Sixers of being, what was he was a rioter? Is that what this is all about?
Was
he even involved?
It's kind of a convoluted story. So Alec Baldwin, he heard about the late Marine Riley McCollum, who was one of the 13 U.S. service members killed in the August bombing outside of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan during the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan from Afghanistan. And he got in touch with the sister of Riley and wanted to send $5,000 to Riley's widow, the Marine's widow. And so does all of this. Well, then later sees a photo from the Marine's sister posted at the Washington Monument on January 6th. So he calls her a capital rioter. He shares her photo. He's like, are you the same person that I sent money to that I helped and all of this? And then he starts DMing her like, you were a capital rioter. You need to own it. All of this stuff. He sicks his like millions of followers, 2.4 million followers on her and this entire family. And so the family is suing Baldwin for defamation, negligence, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and more. And this is the sister and the Marine's widow, and they're seeking more than $25 million in damages.
Okay. Everybody's looking to pile on right now, right?
Right, on him especially.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's a jerk. I'm sorry.
But you sue somebody because they're
he's
a jerk?
He's very reactive. He's so awful.
Well, he's a good actor, though, and maybe that's what it takes you. To be in touch
if he's that awful, she shouldn't have accepted the money to begin with, you know?
This is somebody who's, they lost a family member, and if he reached out, it's not even about whether or not they should have taken the money. I mean, we know he's awful. He punches people on the street, reporters. I mean, it's not just a political thing. He is mean. He's mean to his daughter.
Well, he doesn't randomly punch reporters, though. He's not. I mean, in New York, he's constantly being harassed by paparazzi who have physically assaulted him too. This is not just like one party's innocent and one's guilty.
He punched someone over a parking spot in New York. I mean, the guy has a bad temper.
I'm not saying he doesn't have a temper. I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, there is the truth in there in the middle. It's not
I'm not sticking up for him, yeah, but look at him and think, here's, you know, living in New York or how many other people.
You know that. I think he has no judgment.
Yeah. How you say cucumber? Yeah. The Jennifer, you do that one best. Let's hear it again.
How you say cucumber?
That's it. Okay. That's very nice. Anyway, he's a good actor. I saw him on an episode of SVU the other night. He was playing a reporter or something, and he's very good. He can. I was watching a couple of old episodes of 30 Rockefeller.
Humans.
Yeah, well, right, exactly. So a lot of people do talk radio. They're horrible.
Totally. There are a lot of people out there that are just awful.
Right. All right. So I was thinking about Alec Baldwin hosting Saturday Night Live, and then I saw that William Defoe is going to be the host on January 29th with Katy Perry making her fourth appearance there. He's an interesting Willem. I don't know. What, is his real name William, and he just changed it
to
the
Willem.
Effect?
Willem. No, it's Willem. That's a
Willem.
Name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so he's in, is he in Spider-Man? What's he around now that he's promoting? Because they don't go on SNL unless they're promoting something.
Yeah, he was in the new Spider-Man, but there is another new movie that he just shot, too.
Yeah. I forget he's the name. Very good. I think he's a very good actor, actually.
Creepy, but he's good.
Oh, yeah. He's creepy like, who's the other guy that is always, Christopher Walken. He cut from that same cloth. You know, when you look at Christopher, you expect a creep. When you see Christopher walk onto the screen. 28 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Joe Biden to deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, March 1st. It's the first of Biden's presidency. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina told Newsmax she's not sure what Biden can celebrate.
You know, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for the man convicted of murder for shooting Ahmaud Arbery. His parents had denounced the proposed deal for Travis McMichael, and the judge proceeded with plans to summon potential jurors next week. The judge gave McMichael until Friday to decide whether to withdraw his guilty plea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Spotify's Joe Rogan responds to claims of COVID-19 misinformation.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Canadian officials said Monday that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19. This announcement comes after backlash over the weekend that Trudeau fled Canada's capital to avoid any confrontation with the numerous truckers in a freedom convoy. They protested the nation's vaccine mandates. Trudeau dismissed the protesting truckers and called their supporters a, quote, small fringe minority. And the White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, orange, everything else, yep, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
The ladies are working hard at impugning my integrity, but they can't get away with it, folks. You know how tough and strong I am. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Tough Guy, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. This is the week for the beginning of the next trial in Minneapolis. Jury selection beginning this week. The other officers involved in the arrest that led to George Floyd losing his life. So is this something we should all get excited about, interested in, or is this...
Oh, I think so, people are interested, for sure.
Yeah.
Why? Why are they interested?
Well, I know why.
Why wouldn't they be?
My mother said, don't ask a question, answer a question with a question. I asked a question.
Okay, so I'll tell you why I'm interested.
Okay, good.
And I think the rest of the country is interested because of the high-profile case, although I question whether or not it'll get the same attention as the other officer or whether in the minds of the public it's just kind of over and justice was served and we'll, it, maybe these guys don't get the same scrutiny. But for me, I'm interested to hear their stories because we saw so much of the video just surrounded. Well, I don't even remember the police officer's name now.
Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin, who most of the video surrounded him, his actions, what he did, how he didn't move. And there were even some officers, if you looked at some of the footage, there was one officer in particular who was like, get off of him, get off of him, and was trying to actually like remove him. He's one of the officers who's on trial. So I'm just kind of interested to hear their... Yeah, one of the younger officers. So yeah. I'm interested in just hearing what their side of the story is.
Is this the criminal trial or is this the civil trial? Because there are both trials that are going to take place, right? This is the criminal charge against
this
these guys.
This is criminal, right?
Then civil comes up later on.
Yeah.
Right. Is there a civil case against Chauvin as well?
He's already pleaded guilty to that. Yeah, he did, right. And the reason I guess he did is because if he did, he made a deal that he could go to a better jail or something
like that. Right, that was it,
Yeah.
And that means he stays alive versus not staying alive. I think that's basically the bottom line of that. Boris Johnson, boring Boris. Apparently there's a revolt in his own party. He has stuck his foot in his mouth once too often, and so... This Partygate thing they had at Downton Abbey.
There you go.
Okay.
10 Downing?
Probably 10 Downing would be better. Thank you, Victoria. Anyway.
Hey, I'm down with Downton Abbey. That's good.
Yeah, me too. I'm not sure they have too many of these kind of parties there. At any rate, so late last year, apparently there was a big to-do, and this is at a time when everybody's supposed to be mad. Kind of reminds me of Gavin Newsom. I think that Boris Johnson is England's equivalent to Gavin Newsom. Not as I do.
Boris is kind of fun to watch because he's a goofball. He's so goofy in the hair and like the whole thing. Newsom looks like he's an actor. I mean, he's got the handsome look and
the perfect hair.
Right. So I mean, it depends on what you like.
Or I will be cast as president.
Right.
That's his backup plan.
Uh huh. Right.
He's been on the
University of Michigan paying $490 million to settle claims from 1,000 people who say they were sexually assaulted by the former sports doctor at the college. His name was Robert Anderson. $460 million will go to individuals. How do they get? Is this state money? Where's this money coming from? The University of Michigan is a state school, right?
It's their endowment. Yeah. They have to have insurance policies and, plus endowment stuff.
Well, you got to have insurance policies for scumbags now that may be on your...
liability for students. Absolutely. I mean, they carry huge insurance policies for stuff like this. I mean, I don't think anyone plans on things like this happening.
This guy's dead, though, now.
Yeah, well, the victims aren't.
40-some-odd, I think it was almost 40 years. Jeez. So he retired... And is dead, but there were so many complaints, the university hired an investigative team to check the sexual abuse allegations and found pretty much down to a T, they were all correct. So this guy spent decades abusing students, and finally they've gotten down. What is it with the sports guys, too? What's the other guy's name that's in jail for?
Larry Nassar.
Larry Nassar. Yeah. Same thing.
You know, it's really interesting with the sports. I think because you can play on people's passion, and they think that if they say something or rock the boat, that they're not going to be able to play anymore or that their career might be over. So it's different than someone who doesn't care. Yeah, if you don't care about something, if it's like a PE teacher and you hate PE, well, it's really easy for you to come out and say, my teacher, tell the story. But if you're someone who wants to go to the Olympics or wants to play in professional sports, you just shut up. And they know that, and they take advantage of it.
The GLAAD Media Awards announced this week. Apparently HBO is going to be at the top of the heap. 19 nominations. So when do they have, this is the season of awards, when do they have the GLAAD Media Award? This is highlighting the LGBTQ community, right? That's what the GLAAD Awards are about, sensitivity to minorities in essence. Isn't that what GLAAD? They've been going on for a long time.
It's been around for a long time, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The actual ceremony, I don't know. I can't seem to find the actual broadcast date.
Okay.
I don't know if it's actually on TV. I whenever I see any of the clips, I usually see it on social media, so I'm not sure if it's going to be broadcast anywhere.
I don't know if Joe Biden was asked this question in his press conference, but I know it's been floating around this week, the plans that have emerged to expand efforts to stave off these catastrophic wildfires that are so much a part of what we've seen in the northeast, I'm sorry, in the northwest this past year, but California, and so there's, it's about time, frankly, for this, and I don't know why they don't force private companies into doing this, why the government has to pay for this. But at any rate, there is a plan that is emerging.
Land. That's the thing that a lot of people.
The Pacific in California, that was all land. Some of it was federal, but
some
the
of it
fire
well, a lot
started
more
on private
was, right.
land that belonged to PG&E.
Yeah. Right, but and yeah, so this is the. I think this is long overdue, and you know, clearing of the brush and all the stuff that we heard about back when California was on fire should have been done a long time ago, and wasn't.
They're going to use controlled fires, which is the most intelligent way to do this.
Absolutely.
This should have been done a long time ago.
And things have just changed. Like in the last, I can remember just growing up in Los Angeles, every summer we would have a knock
big
at the door
fires.
And it would be a fireman.
Yeah,
because we live in the area, you know, we've been evacuated how many times since I've just known you guys? There are fires that happen here all the time.
Yeah.
And so we would get knocks on the door and the fire department would be there and they'd say, we need to come in and inspect your backyard. We need to make sure that the brush is cleared. And if it wasn't up to their specifications, they would say you have 30 days, like a fix-it ticket, basically 30, 60 days to fix that if not, we're going to come and do it for you, and we'll give you the bill, essentially.
Well,
that
they come to Jennifer's house, they're trying
I
to...
I let them stay. I'm like, do you want to have
isolate
some
Jennifer's,
can I get you...
when they come
you
to
pose
Jennifer's
for
house,
my calendar?
They isolate it so that maybe it will burn down. Anyway, go ahead.
You are so rude.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
If it does, I'm coming to live with you, pal, and I
that's
take
okay.
over.
That's okay. We've got plenty of room here.
Oh, no, but you'll have to leave your bedroom. I take the master.
Oh.
but no, they wouldn't come to my house, but they do definitely come to my mom's house, the house that I grew up in, because it's right up, it's pressed up against the mountain. And so that has stopped. That stopped, like, when I was in high school. And I don't know why. I think there were a lot of people who were in our area. We have a lot of environmentalists who were worried about the spine flower, and I'm not making this up. There is a spine flower that was getting
what's
trampled,
that?
I guess. It's a, what? I don't know. It's a spine flower.
It's some sort of native thing.
Plant. It's a native plant.
I mean, look, native plants are important, but, you know.
Of course. But so are
not when the rest of the world is on fire. Yeah.
And what's funny
is
that the number of fires have picked up, like, in my adult life more than we ever had when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I lived in that same house, never evacuated one time. My mom's been evacuated 2 to 3 times since I've been living on my own in the last, you know, 13 years. So...
Global warming.
It's making a difference.
That
though.
Is
it's
part
not,
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That nobody's doing anything to clean up after themselves.
The state of New Mexico, and actually half a dozen others, it looks like, are asking the National Guard to become substitute teachers because of all of the teacher shortages brought about by COVID. So let's see here. This is. Would we classify this as an extreme measure? Seems to me here in Massachusetts, we had, it was National Guard people driving school buses at the beginning of the year. That was what it was, not teaching the school. But you could, in the old days, the teacher used to drive the school bus, the kids to school, and then park the bus and go in and teach. Maybe that's what.
That feels really old-timey. How long ago was that?
It was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're going to waive fees associated with the requirements so that they can get these people into teaching positions. They do a little background check, I suppose. Isn't that what's done now with all teachers?
What requirements are they waiving for teachers? Anyone else troubled by this? Like what?
They're waiving. No, they're waiving the fees. So they're
fees.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
They're
waiving
so
when they're taking
the background requirements.
No,
like, wait a
they're
second.
Expediting the background. He didn't tell you. Yeah.
What? Hey, Joe, you want to
get all the details?
So we all had that one teacher. We all had that one teacher in high school or middle school where we're kind of like, why are you here? How did you get through the system? We all had that one teacher.
Yes, we did. Yeah. I was not that teacher, though. The kids, I was, when I was a teacher, I was in the junior high school system. used to teach 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech. And the, well, we had, I actually enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed being a teacher. It was fun. And I was learning as much as the children, I think, in class were learning. Maybe that's the mark of a good teacher, to keep yourself, you need to keep educating yourself so you can educate youngsters who are around you to whatever is going on in the big picture, if you will. But there are problems. Anyway, back to the headline here, so that Victoria doesn't accuse me of burying the lead. The executive order that was signed in Oklahoma this week, so it's New Mexico, Oklahoma, seems to be the Southwest. Although, let's see here, D.C. has a problem with teachers, so and I wonder if this isn't the issue. I guess I come up a little short when it comes to teachers and the abuse of the system. Certainly in Los Angeles and New York, they have abused the situation to the point of taking advantage of it, so they just don't have to do anything and they get paid. That was pretty obvious, Jennifer, in California and in Los Angeles.
Yeah. When your really list of demands abused to return to work included everything that had nothing to do with COVID, you realize it's not. They were staying home for the long haul.
Right. Drug maker, is it Gilead? I'm trying
Gilead
to remember.
Yeah. Gilead.
Mm-hmm. Alleging a ring of drug suppliers and distributors sold over 85,000 counterfeit bottles of its HIV medication to pharmacies. So why would they do that? Is there something else that happens to you? You get high or something taking this HIV medication? Why would they want to?
No, they were selling
it?
Counterfeit. They were selling, they were making it up. It was just fake bottles that they were selling to pharmacies.
Like a saline
and pharmacies were
solution.
Yeah, it was all just placebo. Sometimes it was just over-the-counter Advil.
So how did they get into the supply chain? How did they get in between Gilead and pharmacies?
Yeah,
I don't want to know that.
Yep.
There's got to have been an inside play here in some way, shape, or form. Supposedly over-the-counter painkillers and antipsychotic drugs and that kind of stuff.
Health industry is here to help.
Yeah, right. It's like the government. Yeah. I'm from the government. I'm from the hospital, and I'm here to help. 47 after. This is the DJV program.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now at 53 past the hour, DJV Health Time. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here with answers to questions that come as a result of all kinds of inquisitiveness, including women who are breastfeeding. Is it true that breastfeeding may boost a mother's heart health? And does it last? You know, it's an interesting.
This is some great news because we know the benefits to the child of breastfeeding. There's an article out this week in the Journal of the American Heart Association that for women who breastfeed, they get an extended benefit of lowered risk of heart attacks and strokes because they breastfed. Great news.
Isn't that very, yeah. All right, so how would that work, just out of curiosity? Is it because your plump, the blood needs to circulate more, especially into certain areas?
I knew you would ask that, but the study wasn't powered to do that. We can speculate. It seems like the inflammatory markers in the woman's body are lower, and it also seems like they lose weight quicker after their pregnancy if they breastfeed. But, again, this needs to be studied much better to find it, figure out the mechanism.
Next question comes from sort of an experience that I'm having in a manner of speaking. The amount of sleep that I get, I'm close to 7 hours. It doesn't always get there, but I know that between 6.5 and 6 hours and 45 minutes, I'm okay. Lately, I have been dreaming a lot. And I understand that there is an overview of how, if you're sleeping well, you get this memory enhancement, faces, names, and all that sort of thing. Why would that be?
Well, the brain just recycles itself. It needs to do this on a daily basis. And if you're having trouble remembering faces and names, one of the issues may be you're just not getting enough good quality sleep. This comes out of NPJ Science of Learning this week, a medical journal. and just make sure you're getting adequate amount. We used to tell people 7 to 8. There was a study out about a year ago. The ideal amount is 6 to 7 hours. And if you are clocking 6 to 7 hours, then it's time to talk to your best local sleep doctor. They're often lung specialists who subspecialize in sleep, because there may be an issue with the quality of your sleep. Sleep apnea is so common, and you need the duration of sleep, but you need also good quality sleep during that time you're sleeping.
Right. All right. Now, the question of what happens when you live alone, and if that is, I don't live alone, I have a dog. But is that, you know,
that doesn't count.
It doesn't? I don't know.
In this, well, it helps. It helps a bit, but not, you didn't get credit in this study.
I didn't. Okay. So a lot of people who live alone have had their hearts broken. I certainly had mine broken. And, you know, it's all romance and relationships and stuff. And what does that do for us in terms of our longevity?
Well, in this interesting study published this week in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, they found men, not so much women, but men who live alone combined with a number of heartbreaks, relationships that don't work out, seem to have significantly increased levels of inflammatory markers, which they measured in this study, and also ending up into having more disease and not living as long. And it seemed like the women who had the heartbreak and lived alone didn't have this effect. So it's an effect noted especially in men. And I guess the solution is trying to have getting relationships that work and or not living alone. But, you know, don't shoot the messenger. This is what they
saw.
Well,
that could be. That applies to both you and me. Under the circumstances, and so
I didn't know I had bad. I didn't know I was breaking up with a lot of people.
No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about living alone.
No, but that's not what they said. That's not this study. It's not just living alone. It's living alone combined with having multiple failed personal relationships with love.
Right. Love. You haven't had as many as I've had then in that department.
You beat me there.
I've got plenty of those stories to tell. All right, let's see here.
That combination, multiple failed love relationships and living alone as a man, puts you at increased risk for illness.
Got it. All right, I'm not buying that. I'm not even going to listen to that. I think if you let it pass in one ear and not the other, maybe it'll be okay. You won't have. I think if you don't concentrate on things like that, maybe they don't have it. Again, it's the spirit-mind-body connection. Questions for Dr. Kent, a weekly feature of the DJV Health Program on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.